case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
It's a never-ending cycle of brands releasing new products, bringing back old favourites, all that kind of stuff with food. I'm talking about food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep up, so I thought that I would do something. Don't worry, I've got us all covered with a new little segment.
Snack chat, baby snack chat, snack chat.
Here's the latest news in snack chat.
Yeah.
I thought we've got to take like a half serious tone to this.
Okay, all right.
So whenever...
The intro was so not serious, now it's like, end your latest Snapchat news.
It's me. I go from not serious to serious quite quickly.
Okay, all right.
So I'm just going to bring all the different Snapchat news that's coming up. So we'll see what is making news in snack world today.
All right.
Should I put on my newsreader voice?
Do it, yeah.
Alrighty. Good morning, I'm Madison Giroz. Tip Top has launched cinnamon donut flavoured bread. Let me just say that again for you. Tip Top has launched cinnamon donut flavoured bread. A full loaf of bread that tastes like cinnamon donuts. Imagine putting it in the toaster, putting some butter or Nutella. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Now you might be thinking, isn't that just cinnamon toast? But you'd be absolutely right in thinking that. The difference, though, is that it's made from the super fluffy Tip Top bread that they make all their good stuff from, like the crumpets. It's also got a bit of a sugary hit to it, making it taste like a warm cinnamon donut when you toast it. Sounds like perfection, because it is. I am not sponsored by any of these brands.
Yeah, we don't get any residuals.
Up next in snack news, we have Cadbury, who have brought back the Breakaway Chocolate, which is a normal Cadbury block with some wafer in the middle. Also, another special edition block that has come out is Clinkers, Cadbury milk chocolate with heaps of tiny, crunchy strawberry, lime and pineapple candy pieces.
Yum.
I know Clinkers in a dairy box.
So good.
Up next in Snack Chat, we have the Natural Confectionery Company. They've unveiled three sports drink-inspired flavours, including Blue Lightning, Orange Blast and Lemon Lime Leap.
Ooh.
So they've put Gatorade into a lolly.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yep.
Okay. Gatorade. It's not V or Mother or Red Bull or anything.
When I first read sports drink-inspired, I was like, are they like making Red Bull lollies?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not safe. No, they're like Gatorades and Powerades.
Yeah.
And up last, as we know, McDonald's is celebrating 50 years in Australia with cool specials each week. Last week we had 50 cent Big Macs. Mm. Well, this week Macca's is bringing back the Mac Junior and the Grand Mac, the Mac family. Cue Return of the Mac song that I didn't tell you to put in.
Return of the Mac. I'll just acapella it.
In case somehow you're not a Macca's connoisseur, the Mac Junior is basically a mini Big Mac with one patty instead of two. The Grand Mac, however, is the daddy of the Big Macs with 61% more beef.
Mmm, daddy.
Don't make this weirder than it already is.
Sorry.
And that's it for your snack chat today. For all your food-related news, you know you can trust us.
Well done.
Do you like that sandwich? Should that
yeah.
be a regular?
I think we should have like a news outro as well, like what kind of what we do with Hot or Not, how there's like an outro at the end. What do you reckon?
Do-do-do-do, snack chat.
I didn't realise we were on a train.
What do you want?
Do-do.
Okay, you go then. What's the outro going to be?
I have no idea. That was just an idea. That's as far as I take
well,
the idea.
I
but I like snack chat.
Okay.
Especially well, this format.
This new format. I thought
this
like,
news
I was
format.
Thinking about this morning. I was like, I could just say it, but I thought that maybe we could make it a fun little thing. And I always like using my newsreader voice because I don't get to do it that often.
Yeah, love it. Well done.